Thank you all for joining us this afternoon. That first piece was obviously quite brief, entitled appropriately, Fanfare. And it was the first piece of a multi-movement work by the Texas-based composer Cindy McTee. We've had a really fun time this first concert series, focusing on music of the Americas. Classical music, vernacular music, both from the United States and from throughout the Americas. I'm sorry? Hold the mic up. How's that? Thank you. Audience participation is good. Thank you. Okay, so if you can hear me now. So music of the Americas is what we've been focusing on. And we turn now from the Texas-based composer to a composer who's been working for many years at Indiana University. And he wrote this piece called Jug Blues and Fat Pickin'. And as the program note says, it was inspired by the Memphis Jug Band and also by banjo music, specifically banjo picking, which I'm sure you're very familiar with. So you can hear the banjo picking in the second half of this piece. You'll know when that happens. There's a noticeable tempo change. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we'll now continue with the music of Aaron Copland. This piece, El Salón, Mexico, was initially composed for orchestra and subsequently transcribed for the wind ensemble. And it loses absolutely nothing in the transcription. In fact, in certain sections, I actually like it better in this new version. Both are extremely strong, and both show Copland at his finest during the period for which he is most well-known and for which he gained international popularity, when he was drawing on the music of the United States, and in this case, of Mexico, and rearranging it in a way that is somewhat collage-like, but still hangs together so beautifully. Copland was quoted as saying that he didn't compose, but rather that he assembled materials. And I think you'll hear that in this piece as he goes from one folk song to another within this very crafty scheme of sort of disallowing you from noticing when he's gone from one place to another. All of a sudden, you realize you're somewhere else. And I think it's really brilliant in that way. I hope you enjoy this piece. Now we'll move to the music of the Mexican composer Arturo Marquez. This piece, Danzón No. 2, is the piece for which he is certainly most well known and for which he gained international fame when the conductor Gustavo Dudamel, championed this piece on an international tour he was conducting. And since then, the music of Marquez is really very often performed, and I'm thrilled that that's the case because it's engaging and it's fun to play and it's fun to listen to, and it's also quite challenging. So we hope you enjoy Danzón No. 2. Stephen, David, Bernadette, are you here? Yay! All right, cool. I'm so glad you're here with us. Okay, so there is a reason for our focus on music of the Americas, specifically of Latin America, through this concert and also for our November concert. This ensemble will be traveling to Haiti and to the Dominican Republic in January, and over about 8 days, we will interact with partners that we have been working with throughout this semester and throughout the summer as well. And three of those partners are here tonight, and I just want to, here today, and I wanted to recognize them. Stephen Davenport, David Cesar, and Bernadette Stella are all with the Holy Trinity School of Music in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Could you all wave at the, there we are. They were going to be here with us today with a group of their musicians, a boys choir called Le Petit Chanteur, and also with a small chamber ensemble, and they were to join us here on stage performing some music from Haiti. And they were also going to go to our partner in this endeavor, Yale, and they were going to collaborate with my colleague Tom Duffy, the director of bands at Yale, and members of the Yale Concert Band and the Community Music School in New Haven. Unfortunately, they had to cancel their trip at the last minute, but all three of these folks already had their flights, and so wanted to have them here today and so they can meet the students and so the students can meet them and get this partnership rolling. So thank you so much for being here with us. Yeah. And now we're going to finish with a piece called Head Rush. I didn't put a program note, didn't write a program note for you because the piece is pretty self-explanatory. It's fun, it's light, though not terribly easy by any means. And it's one of these pieces that just sort of flies by quickly, engages you, and then before you know it, it's over. So I hope you enjoy it, Head Rush. And I hope you'll join us in November 18th, Friday night, for our next concert on campus. Thank you.